Resource Guide for Young Women Manual 2. For use in 2004, Lessons 26 through 49, the following resources may be used to supplement, but not replace, Lessons 26 through 49 in the references. Personal Progress stands for the Young Women Personal Progress Booklet. Some personal progress references may be used during the lesson time, or you may encourage class members to complete them at home. Additional teaching suggestions are found on Using the Liahona page and on What's in It for You page of the New Era. Please teach the lessons in the order they are printed. The manual does not include a specific Christmas lesson. If you want to teach a special Christmas lesson, consider using scriptures, conference addresses, church magazine articles, pictures, and hymns that focus on the life and mission of the Savior. To find non-English versions of this guide online in some languages, go to www.lds.org and select the world map icon on the home page. Select the language you want and click on Church Magazines, then the Liahona cover. Then select the May 2004 issue. To find the English version of the resource guide online, go to www.lds.org and click on Gospel Library, Church Publications, capital HTML, Curriculum, Young Women, then Resource Guide. Future resource guides will be printed in the May and November issues of the Liahona and Ensign. The Liahona in some languages and Ensign can be found online at www.lds.org. Lesson 26, The Sacrament, Russell M. Nelson, Worshiping at Sacrament Meeting, Liahona, August 2004, page 10, Ensign, August 2004. At the conclusion of the lesson, review Elder Nelson's counsel on how to participate in the sacrament. Dennis B. Neuenschwander, Ordinances and Covenants, Liahona, November 2001, page 16, Ensign, August 2001, page 20. Use the explanation of the connection between baptism and the sacrament when discussing covenants. In Memory of the Crucified, hymns number 190. Personal Progress, Faith Value Experiences number 4. Divine Nature Experiences number 4. Lesson 27, Strengthening Testimony Through Obedience. Gordon B. Hinckley, Living with Our Convictions, Liahona and Ensign, September 2001, page 2. Using this article, discuss how the courage to be obedient strengthens our testimonies. James E. Faust, Lord, I Believe, Help Thou Mine Unbelief, Liahona and Ensign, November 2003, page 19. Use the stick analogy near the end of this article to describe how testimonies are obtained. Lesson 28, Agency. Joseph B. Worthland, Three Choices, Liahona and Ensign, November 2003, page 78. Discuss the three choices mentioned in this article as you conclude the lesson. Poster, Keep Yourself Free, Liahona, February 2003, page 33. New Era, February 2003, page 19. Show and discuss the message of this poster as you begin your discussion on the consequences of your choices. Choose the Right, hymns number 239. Personal Progress, Choice and Accountability, Value Experiences number 3. See 2 Nephi chapter 2, verses 26 through 27, Mosiah chapter 4, verse 30, and Helaman chapter 14, verses 30 through 31. Lesson 29, Exaltation, David E. Sorensen, The Doctrine of Temple Work, Liahona, August 2002, page 30. Ensign, October 2003, page 56. Use ideas from this article when discussing temple ordinances. See Romans chapter 8, verse 17. Revelation chapter 3, verse 5, and verses 20 through 21. Lesson 30, Strengthening Testimony Through Service. Thomas S. Monson, The Way of the Master, Liahona and Ensign, January 2003, page 3. Include stories from this article during the discussion of serving mankind. Dallin H. Oaks, I'll Go Where You Want Me to Go. Liahona and Ensign, November 2002, page 67. Discuss the explanation of service in this article to conclude the lesson. Personal Progress. Good Works Value Experiences, numbers 1, 2, 5, and 6. Lesson 31, The Law of the Land. Gordon B. Hinckley, War and Peace, Liahona and Ensign, May 2003, page 78. You might include the Church's stand on war with a discussion of the 12th Article of Faith. Russell M. Nelson, Blessed Are the Peacemakers, Liahona and Ensign, November 2002, page 39. Use the civic obligation section of this article when discussing love of country. Consider singing your country's national anthem or an appropriate patriotic song. Lesson 32, The Importance of Life. Dallin H. Oaks, Weightier Matters. Liahona, March 2000, page 15. Ensign, January 2001, page 12. Use the choice or agency section of this article when discussing the sacredness of life. Ricardo Lopez de Mendonca, My Heavenly Father Loves Me, Liahona, August 2003, page 44. Ensign, August 2003, page 72. Consider using this story to begin the lesson. Lesson 33, The Sacred Power of Procreation. Neil A. Maxwell, Reasons to Stay Pure, Liahona, March 2003, page 6. New Era, March 2003, page 42. Use this article's 10 warnings when discussing chastity. Questions and Answers. Liahona, February 2003, page 22. New Era, December 2000, page 16. Share some of the answers in this article when discussing how chastity brings happiness. See Genesis chapter 39, 2 Samuel chapter 11, Alma chapter 39, and Doctrine and Covenant section 42, verses 22 through 23. Lesson 34, Hold Fast to the Lord's Standards. Gordon B. Hinckley, A Prophet's Counsel and Prayer for Youth. Liahona, April 2001, page 30. Ensign, January 2001, page 2. Include the 6 B's when discussing the Lord's standards. Boyd K. Packer, The Standard of Truth Has Been Erected. Liahona and Ensign, November 2003, page 24. Discuss ideas presented in this article about recognizing and overcoming temptation. Personal Progress, Integrity Value Experiences, number 1. Lesson 35, Wise Choices. Richard G. Scott, To Acquire Knowledge and the Strength to Use it Wisely. Liahona, August 2002, page 12. Ensign, June 2002, page 32. Consider using the stories of the two young men with a quote by President Tanner. Personal Progress, Choice and Accountability Value Experiences, numbers 1 and 2. See 2 Nephi chapter 2, verses 26 through 27, Mosiah chapter 4, verse 30, and Helaman chapter 14, verses 30 through 31. Lesson 36, Honesty, Quentin L. Cook, Are You a Saint? Liahona and Ensign, November 2003, page 95. Use the 3 self-assessment questions as you define a truly honest person. D. Rex Garrett, Finding a Fortune, Liahona and New Era, September 2003, page 8. Share this story at the conclusion of the lesson. Lesson 37, Maintaining Chastity Through Righteous Living, James E. Faust, The Virtues of Righteous Daughters of God, Liahona and Ensign, May 2003, page 108. Include some of this article's 10 virtues in your discussion of ways to maintain chastity. Personal Progress, Integrity Value Project, Bullet 5. Lesson 38, Physical Health. Boyd K. Packer, Ye Are the Temple of God, Liahona, January 2001, page 85. Ensign, November 2000, page 72. Share the story about President Packer's patriarchal blessings as you discuss the blessings of taking care of our bodies. Personal Progress, Knowledge Value Project, Bullet 3. Lesson 39, Preventing Disease, Harold G. Hillam, Not for the Body, Liahona, June 1996, page 26, Ensign, October 2001, page 18. Share this article story of the dental surgeon at the beginning of the lesson. Colleen Whiteley, I'm Not Hurting Anybody, Liahona, March 2000, page 40. I'm Not Hurting You, New Era, April 1995, page 44. Use this story in your discussion of the benefits of good health practices. See 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 16 through 17. Lesson 40, Self-Mastery. James E. Faust, Strengthening the Inner Self, Liahona and Ensign, February 2003, page 2. Use this article's five suggestions as keys to self-mastery. Personal Progress, Divine Nature Value Experiences, Numbers 3 and 7. Lesson 41, Optimism. Joe J. Christensen, A Reason to Smile. Liahona, September 1998, page 28. Ensign, February 2002, page 58. Encourage the class to make a smile sheet to conclude the lesson. John B. Dixon, When Life Gets Tough. Liahona, May 2002, page 28. New Era, February 2002, page 44. Use the opening story in this article to supplement the one about Marie. There is Sunshine in My Soul Today, hymns number 227. See Mosiah chapter 2, verse 41, and Mosiah chapter 24, verses 13 through 15. Lesson 42, Gratitude and Appreciation. Dallin H. Oaks, Give Thanks in All Things. Liahona and Ensign, May 2003, page 95. Refer to the ideas in this article as you discuss ways to express feelings of gratitude. Juan Carlos Rodriguez, The Much-Needed Rain. Liahona, June 2003, page 40. Ensign, June 2003, page 68. Use this story to supplement the story in the lesson. Lesson 43, Wise Use of Leisure Time. Joseph B. Worthlin, Lessons Learned in the Journey of Life. Liahona, May 2001, page 35. Ensign, December 2000, page 6. Use ideas from this article when discussing balance in the use of leisure time. Poster, Spread Thin, New Era, October 2003, page 19. To begin the lesson, show the poster and discuss what it teaches. See Doctrine and Covenant, section 58, verse 27. Doctrine and Covenant, section 88, verses 118 and 124. Lesson 44, Developing Talents. Ronald A. Rasband, The Parable of the Talents. Liahona, August 2003, page 34. Ensign, August 2003, page 32. Use ideas from this article as you discuss the parable. Marissa D. Thompson and Jana Nielsen, Discovering and Developing Your Talents. Liahona, May 1999, page 40. Include some of this article's suggestions in the lesson. Personal Progress, Knowledge Value Experiences, Number 2. Lesson 45, Participating in Cultural Arts. Shana Ghaznavi, Note by Note, Liahona, September 2003, page 18, New Era, September 2003, page 30. Use this article to talk about ways to participate in cultural arts. Personal Progress, Individual Worth Value Experiences, Number 4. Knowledge Value Experiences, Number 6. See Doctrine and Covenant, section 25, verse 12, and section 88, verses 78 through 80. Lesson 46, Financial Responsibility. Marvin J. Ashton, Guide to Family Finance. Liahona, April 2000, page 42. Use some of the 10 tips in this article to discuss self-reliance. Prepare by living providently in paying tithes and offerings. Liahona, December 2003, page 25. Ensign, December 2003, page 52. Consider using some of the quotes or scriptures to supplement the lesson. Personal Progress, Choice and Accountability Value Experiences, number 7. Lesson 47, An Uplifting Environment. Thomas S. Monson, Pornography, The Deadly Carrier. Liahona, November 2001, page 2. Enzyme, July 2001, page 2. Share how the bark beetle destroys elms and compare it to being in unwholesome environments. Anya Bateman, Great Except for That One Part. Liahona, June 1999, page 22. Enzyme, June 1998, page 22. Consider using the story in this article as you discuss rising above unwholesome environments. Personal Progress, Divine Nature Value Experiences, number 3. See Moroni, chapter 7, verses 14 through 19. Doctrine and Covenants, section 45, verses 31 through 32. And section 88, verse 119. Lesson 48, Communication Skills in Leadership. Brad Wilcox, Helping Youth Feel They Belong. Liahona, June 1999, page 42. Enzyme, April 1998, page 10. Choose a few of the 10 suggestions in this article to discuss the lesson section on love. Teens, Leading Teens, Liahona, January 2003, page 24. New Era, January 2003, page 29. Include some of the ideas from this article in your discussion of leadership characteristics. I'll Go Where You Want Me to Go, Hymns number 270, verse 2. Lesson 49, Valuing and Encouraging People with Disabilities. Peter P. Gardner, More Than Words, Liahona, February 2002, page 28. Use this article as part of the conclusion. Rebecca M. Taylor in A Quiet House. Enzyme, September 2002, page 34. Use this family story in the latter part of the lesson. Personal Progress, Individual Worth Value Experiences, number 3. End of the Resource Guide for Young Women Manual, 2. End of the section, Instructional Resources.